Hello, everyone, and welcome to WTF Walk the Floors, where we discuss all things hospitality training. I'm Michelle Klein with Klein Hospitality.
And I'm Stephanie Ledger with First Rate Hospitality. How are we doing, Michelle?
We're doing great. How are you, Stephanie?
Very well. So what are we going to be talking about today?
We're going to talk about hospitality leaders creating connections and the importance of not keeping a distance from the people that we lead, right? Or not keeping a distance from the colleagues that are perhaps on the same level, but in different departments, like not working in silos and so on, especially as we go into the new year where we know that team member engagement and strong leadership are going to be a laser focus to many, many organizations.
So, I think this is great.
Awesome. I'm glad you love it. So let's talk a bit about, you know, what this means.
Yes.
And I think that this episode is going to be very special for those executive leaders who really make time to listen to their people, right? To make the rounds and to connect with their team members. Many times we've been in situations where team members are not having a great day. And by the simple act of jumping in and getting the job done with them, they're able to decompress and open up and tell us a bit more about the story. And that creates a magical connection. So it's a very common feeling for those who lead large projects, right? Or you're in a general manager position, or you're in a part of the executive team, or on a VP role, where you lead large projects or you lead large teams or large organizations as a whole, to feel very lonely when you reach that level, right? Mm-hmm. You're that one who has to make, you know, the most impactful decisions, and you are the one who has to be careful about how you say it and what you do and the reasons why we're doing this. So you are that one person who's not only making the tough decisions, but you also have to safeguard your brand and shield the people that you lead from very specific information. So you're mm-hmm. naturally creating this barrier. Many times in hospitality, we are well known for promoting from within. So now you have a team member that becomes a soup, and from a soup, they become a manager, they become a director, whatever the case may be. There is a barrier there that is formed, whether we want it or not. So yeah. How do we keep ourselves in check as leaders when this happens, right? So I think that more often than not, you don't have people around you with who you can really feel like you can be vulnerable, right? In times of distress or in times of crisis. Because if you do become vulnerable, now you're sharing too much. Now you're falling in that risky path of not being able to lead the team from where they are to where they need to be through change, through crisis, whatever that looks like. But if you think back at your career, Stephanie, I'm most certain that you're going to say that every single time that you had a team where your direct reports were super aligned, where they treated each other as, I don't want to say family, because that's an area that I don't want to go to, but where there is a high sense of respect, where you all very well know what your weaknesses and your strengths are, and there is an area where you and a space and a time where vulnerability can kick in and it's a safe mm-hmm. space, then this feeling of a distance, this gap starts narrowing down.
Yes.
Absolutely. So Yeah, go ahead.
I just wanted to elaborate on that. I think also, too, that some people may feel that, okay, I want to open up and I want to, you know, show my vulnerability, but now I don't because I feel that showing that I'm weak. I feel that people will use it against me down the road. And just having those different thoughts as well can, you know, hinder from having that communication and connecting. Because little do you know, I'm sure that there's a lot of other managers that are feeling the same thing, especially, you know, it's just been a busy time and you're like numbers, you know, getting it from the higher above and then you're short staff. And I'm sure that there's other department leaders that can relate to what you're going with and being able to connect and open yourself up.
Yeah. And you mentioned something very important, like you are focusing on other things, right? Now you have other responsibilities and your people is used to, if you moved from being a soup to being a manager, they're used to seeing you every day, all day long. All of a sudden, they don't see you as much anymore. So now there are some that will hold a grudge. We don't see you anymore. You don't love us anymore. Now that you went to whatever the case may be, right? The other reality is that many leaders, when they get to that specific position, they're so excited about the change that is coming their way and the promotion and whatever that is, the feeling that they made it, that they forget what it took to get them there. They forget about the people that propelled them there. They forget about the people that allowed them to shine in such a way that they were selected for promotion.
Yes. And also, too, we see it where they have seen it from growing up in the industry, going from the supervisor to the manager to the executive, and they, you know, may have not had the best leaders. And then they have the attitude of, oh, I'm not going to be like that at all. And I'm going to go into a completely different path. And then at the end of the day, they end up being like that leader because they're, you know, may not be communicating, may not be hearing their team member, maybe more standoffish than what they used to be. And then their team members are like, who's the, you know, like the promotion went to your head, basically.
Yes, you have that. And also when they cannot handle the load.
Yeah.
They're in a new role. There's new responsibilities. There's deadlines. There's pressure. There's more conference calls, whatever the case may be. So now they don't have the same ability they had before of dealing with their regular tasks.
Yes.
So then that will give the team the perception, you don't love us anymore, right? You don't care about us anymore. Your title went over your head. So how important is it to truly, genuinely communicate this with your team members so that they know what's happening? I'll give you an example. Many times I'm in training rooms and that comes up. Our leaders don't know this, or are our leaders going to go through this training? I want to make sure our leaders go through this training too. And it is so important for me to explain to them what the leader feels, their leader's life feels like, what they go through, because the perception from the team member, the line level, to the soup, to the manager, to the director, to the VP, to the GM, to whoever it is, can be so different.
Yes.
Because you haven't been exposed to it. So you don't really know what kind of whirlwind they're caught up in.
Absolutely. Or it also, too, is protecting their own team where they're actually taking the bullet for the team. And you as just the line employee may be thinking, oh, they don't know what they're doing. This isn't, you know, they're not communicating. They're not doing things right. But really, they may actually be the one that's just taking it for the team. So you are not having to hear it from the executives and higher above or from either other departments as well.
Absolutely. And when you're in that executive role, like you're saying, you take that one for the team. How many times do we safeguard information?
Yes.
Until it's the right time to trickle it down, right?
Absolutely.
I was working with a client the other day on a one-on-one setting. And it's someone that I've worked with in the past in a very lengthy project. And it was very interesting to hear this person express their perception of a specific person, a specific leader that we had both been in contact with. And the experience, it sounded like we would both be talking about different people.
Mm-hmm.
And then what that made me realize was that I was in a position of leadership where I had to safeguard the information. And the information was fed to me in the worst leadership style you can possibly imagine, right? With terrifying communication. But it was my job to turn it around and deliver the message and change the narrative in a way that my team was going to embrace it and take it the way it should have been taken, right? So it's, again, many times we don't know what that leader is going through and how they are making that effort to keep you sane, to keep you safe, to make sure that you have the right tools and so on. So, you know, it plays a part both ways. When you become that executive leader, you can potentially forget where you came from, right? And separate from the team and create that barrier, or the team does that for you. So
yes,
it could be both ways. So the other thing that I was thinking is, you know, when we see this disconnect, why does this disconnect happen? And I always say during my John Maxwell trainings is that a very tragic mistakes that leaders make is when they get to the very top and they become so protective that they start pushing people away.
Yes.
They become protective of the role. They become protective of the information, right? When I was in your shoes, I didn't have that platform to help me do this. So if you want that person to succeed, although your experience in not having the right tools has made you super strong, do you want to have your leader or the person that your direct report go through those crappy experiences just so that they can learn?
Yeah.
Or do you want to accelerate the process? So now you elevate the entire team, the entire operation, right?
Absolutely.
It's mind-blowing.
Yes. I'd have to say, too, when it comes to also a connection of scenario is what happens when we have your team has been there for a very long time. And now you have a new leader that is coming in. Maybe they were coming into a position that everyone thought that an internal candidate was going to get, and they ended up going with an external. And there's two sides here of the connection is, one, you as the new person that's going into somewhere where there's a lot of team members that have been there for a very long time. And then also, too, you as the team member that has been there for a very long time, and now you have someone new coming in that you need to be able to connect with. You know, not saying that you have to be all buddy-buddy right off the bat, but really in that connection to knowing what works for each other to being able at the end of the day to take care of the guests and provide what your job expectations are.
Yeah, absolutely. 100%. What, how can we change this around, right? What are some of the recommendations so that the leader doesn't feel as lonely, the team member doesn't feel like there's such a huge disconnect between each other? And again,
yeah,
I'm circling back and I sound like a broken record, but I cannot say this enough. 2024 is going to be all about team member engagement, creating cultures of care, and all those beautiful things, because we need the people and we need to keep people, right?
Yes.
So how can we start closing the gap a little bit?
Yes.
And when I was thinking through this question, I came up with a few things, but I think that, you know, for lack of time, if there is one thing that I can share is the following. If I'm a huge John Maxwell fan, number one leadership guru, in my opinion, and also certified. So obviously I am going to talk about what he says, but it's the law of significance. And what the law of significance is one is too small of a number to achieve greatness and success. And if there is anything that we know in hospitality, is that there is nobody who can do it alone.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody. No matter how many credentials you have, how shiny your resume may look, no one can do it alone when it comes to the hospitality industry. And I'm sure that people from other industries that are listening to this episode can probably relate to this as well. But we have to start thinking this way.
Yes.
One is too small of a number. So if we really want to connect with people and you're at the top now, don't forget where you came from. It gives you that feel-good feeling, right? Go out and strip beds on a heavy checking day.
Yeah.
Right? Go check people in. Go park vehicles, as long as you're insured by the company. Otherwise, don't even step into that area. But, right? Go clean toilets.
Yes. Yes.
Connect. Bridge the gap. And then when you're on the other side, don't forget that these leaders are there to buffer many things for you. And if you have a little bit of trust in them, you're going to know that they have your best interest at heart, but their job their job is to connect the interests of the organization, the interests of the guest, the interests of the consumer, and the interests of the team member. So it's a big job. So a little bit of extra tolerance will go a long, long way.
Absolutely. I'd say, you know, recently we talk about like WTF stories, but for me, it was connecting with the first hotel that I worked with. So I recently went there. They had a huge renovation and it was great to connect with so many colleagues that knew me from 20 years ago when I was in a total different mindset of it just being out of high school and in college to everything that I've done in my career and personal life since leaving that property, but now being able to going back with them and still connecting as if I left yesterday, which is always great. And, you know, it just reminds me too of where I came from. Like this was the foundation for me in hospitality and the connections that I've made along the way, and even look at you and I, as well as connecting from when we used to work together to working on projects together to having this amazing podcast together. And yeah, it's the power of connections. It's amazing.
I love that. We're going to leave it at that. The power of connections are amazing. So don't take connections for granted. Thank you, everyone, for being on the other side. Remember that no one gets to the top by themselves. Remember the people that helped you get there. Stay humble, my friends, and we'll see you during our next episode.
Thank you.